Yeah, we have to talk about this. I didn't want to, but we have to address this. It's back to the drawing board for the Springboks this week. In case you missed it was a day to forget for Sia and the boys against the Wallabies on Saturday at Ellis Park, Australia. They scored 38 unanswered points to beat South Africa at Ellis Park for the first time in 62 years.
The noise has come up a few decibels at Ellis Park. O'Connor wide to Jorgensen. He has Frost and O'Connor there with Max Jorgensen. Miracle Max does it again. Is this really happening? Esther Hazen loses it and Tom Wright's going the other way. Tom Wright down the edge. Tom Wright back in field. Oh my goodness. This is just too good. This is ecstasy.
Yeah, it was bad. It was very bad. I was saying earlier that in terms of the stats, the Springboks were, I think the only thing they dominated was territory, which wasn't shown on the scoreboard. Springbok coach Dr. Rassi Erasmus had this to say in terms of what he thought happened.
Yeah, I must be honest, that's probably one of the most embarrassing press conferences I've done in a while. Interesting thing is the longer the game went on, you know, they're supposed to struggle at altitude, but it just shows what Joe is building there, and we were always nervous about that. So listen, man, I can butter this up to sound cool and, you know, respectful, but we just really dog shit.
Yeah. So bad.
That bad.
It was bad. It was bad.
That's the doctor's diagnosis.
The doctor himself.
Yeah. Look, I think the Springboks will bounce back this week.
Well, there's nothing lower than that. So the only way is up.
Yeah. Jeez, like just score like even 3 points after half time.
Yeah.
Also, I think the word is Vinchat. You get the ball. Yeah. There's 1 minute left in the first half. You haven't scored for 20 minutes. Yeah. It's in front of the poles. Take the three, go to half time. You go for the corner. You lose the ball in the line out. Mm. And then you don't touch the ball for the next 40.
Yeah.
So maybe, Urasi needs to just look at himself before he starts pointing fingers at some of the players. Arsenal, they've kicked off their Premier League campaign with a hard-fought away win at Man United. Calafiori with a first-half winner at Old Trafford. United, again, another goalkeeping blunder costing them the match. Brentford lost 3-1 at Nottingham Forest in their first competitive game under new manager Keith Andrews. And Club World Cup champions Chelsea held to a goalless draw by FA Cup champions Crystal Palace at Stamford Bridge. World number one, Scotty doesn't know, Scheffler, he raised a 4-shot deficit in 5 holes to win the BMW Championship in Baltimore. Scotty closed with a 3-under 67 for a 2-shot victory. And 6-time world champion